Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Finolex Chemicals Limited Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Aarti Jhunjhunwala, Finolex Chemicals Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am. Aarti ma'am, over to you.
Good morning, everyone. It's always a pleasure to connect with our investors, analysts, and stakeholders. We deeply appreciate your time and continued trust in Finolex Chemicals Limited. Finolex today is evolving into a diversified global specialty chemicals platform driven by innovation, customer centricity, sustainability, and execution excellence. Over the years, we have built strong capabilities across textile specialty, FMCG, and hygiene chemicals, and are now strategically expanding into the high-growth adjacent segments, including oil and gas and water treatment chemicals. As you all are aware, in December 2025, we acquired Crude Chem Technologies Group, a U.S.-based specialty oilfield chemical manufacturer focused on advanced chemical fluid additives and comprehensive solutions for the global oil and gas sector. This acquisition marked a significant step in our strategic expansion into high-value specialty chemical segment, further strengthening our position as a diversified global specialty chemicals company. On a strategic front, this acquisition provides us with an immediate entry into the large North American oilfield chemicals market through an established and operational platform with an existing customer base and distribution network. It also significantly strengthens our presence in high-margin upstream specialty chemicals. Crude Chem brings strong manufacturing and formulation expertise, technical capabilities, and deep customer relations across the key oil and gas basins in the U.S. We see meaningful opportunities for cross-selling, product innovation, sourcing efficiencies, and leveraging Finolex's global formulation expertise across this combined platform. Importantly, since this acquisition, we have already initiated several operational improvements focused on execution, scalability, capacity utilization, and customer servicing, which we believe will create significant long-term value for the company. Encouragingly, we are already witnessing improved operational efficiencies and stronger business momentum across the acquired operations. Also, most importantly, the acquired group shares the same ESG-driven philosophy that forms a core pillar for Finolex's long-term vision, which reinforces our commitment to sustainability, compliance, and responsible growth. The company has been serving marquee global oil service and producing companies in the U.S., which serves leading global oilfield service and exploration and production companies across the U.S. In line with increasing demand outlook and strong customer traction in the U.S. oilfield chemicals market, we are now in the process of doubling the manufacturing capacity in Crude Chem. This expansion position helps us to cater to larger contracts, onboard new customers, and accelerate growth in the high-margin specialty oilfield chemical segment. Now, Arindam ji will take us through the key developments for this quarter in the specialty textiles chemicals business of the company. Over to you, Arindam ji.
Thank you, Aarti ji, and very good morning, everyone. Coming on to the textile specialty chemicals, the industry environment remained stable with healthy underlying demand during the quarter, both globally as well as in India. Expanding on to India-U.S. trade deal, its key point, its effect on the textile sector, it has the potential to significantly strengthen Indian textile export competitiveness, which adds further excitement in the domestic textile and garment producers, particularly along with the evolving trade framework and partnership with the U.K. and European market, which we all aware. Demand continued to be supported by recovery in the apparel export, growth in home textile, increasing penetration of technical textile by Government of India, and rising adaptation of the sustainable and performance-driven chemical formulation. Indian textile export grew 2.1% year-on-year in FY26 to 3.16 trillion. I repeat, 3.16 trillion. Led by ready-made garments, growth occurred across 120-plus destinations despite challenges last year like U.S. tariff and West Asia disruption. Also, very interestingly, domestic demand remained steady, supported by the urban consumption, home furnishing department specifically, and government initiative towards technical textile and manufacturing expansion in the particular technical textile field. Within specialty chemicals, demand for value-added finishing and performance chemical remained relatively stronger compared to last year, and also the conventional auxiliary products are also moving quite well, which continues to benefit companies with diversified and innovation-driven product portfolios like us. Going forward, we remain optimistic on the sector outlook supported by China Plus One opportunity, supply chain diversification, sustainability-driven demand, and potential benefits from ongoing trade agreement and FTAs across key export markets. Now I'll request Yusufji will highlight the opportunity and the tailwinds in the oil and gas specialty chemicals sector and future tie-ups. Over to you, Yusufji.
Thank you, Arvindji. Good morning, everyone. Coming on to the oil and gas segment, the overall industry environment continues to remain constructive, supported by stable upstream and midstream activity levels across three global energy markets, particularly in North America. Demand trends remain healthy across specialty oil field chemical categories. Customers globally are increasingly focused on operational efficiencies, production optimization, water management, sustainability, and high-performance formulations. This continues to drive demand for value-added specialty chemical solutions and technically differentiated products. From a strategic point perspective, the recent U.S. acquisition represents an important milestone and Finotech's long-term vision for building a diversified global specialty chemicals platform. Beyond the immediate scale-up in the oil and gas segment, the acquisition strengthens our technological capabilities, manufacturing footprint, customer access, and presence in high-value specialty chemical markets. Our approach towards partnerships and acquisitions remains highly disciplined and strategically aligned. We are evaluating opportunities that can enhance our product basket, strengthen our presence across niche and high-margin chemistries, provide access to new geographies and customer relationships, and further deepen our technical capabilities. With a strong balance sheet, improving global scale, and a proven execution track record, we believe the company is well-positioned to participate in the ongoing consolidation and transformation within the global specialty chemicals industry, while continuing to create sustainable long-term value for all stakeholders. Now I request Sanjayji to guide us through the financial performance of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, Yusufji. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I would like to start by highlighting to all that quarter four financial year 26, our revenue from operations grew by 162% to 314 crores compared to the last year quarter. This strong performance was driven by healthy underlying demand across key business segments, along with robust contribution from our newly acquired business. Our profit after tax for the quarter grew by 118% to 44 crores compared to rupees 20 crores in quarter four financial year 25, reflecting both strong operational performance and improving business mix. Additionally, our international revenue contribution increased significantly to 70% in quarter four financial year 26, demonstrating the growing scale, traction, and the growing global diversification of our business. From a return ratio perspective, the company continues to maintain healthy financial metrics with ROIC at 31%, reflecting efficient capital allocation and disciplined execution. Further, our working capital cycle remains healthy at 79 days, despite the significant scale-up in international operations and business integration activities. Since the acquisition, we have undertaken several operational initiatives, focused on improving execution efficiencies, enhancing scalability, optimizing capacity utilization, and strengthening customer servicing capabilities. These measures have started yielding encouraging results, including improvement in EBITDA margins. Importantly, even post-acquisition and through the ongoing expansion initiatives, the company continues to maintain a strong financial position, enabling us to remain focused on growth, organic and inorganic growth opportunities going forward. Going forward, the company remains actively focused on expanding its global specialty chemical portfolio through a contribution of organic growth initiatives, strategic joint ventures, technology collaboration, and selective inorganic opportunities across high growth specialty chemical segment. With that, I now open the floor for questions. Over to you, Sapnali.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants, you are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the first question from the line of Amit Mehendale from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. And congrats on great set of numbers. My first question is on our US acquisition, CCT. Are we expecting $200 million of revenue in FY28? And because I was looking at the PPT where it mentions this specific number and the timeline as well. And also, you know, what type of EBITDA are we looking at in terms of EBITDA percentage as we scale up the business?
Yes, thank you so much for this question. This is something which we have been answering very often. So yes, it's already, if you see the run rate at what we are in quarter four, if you analyze it, it's already touching almost 90 to 100 million. And the kind of traction which is being seen with the customers, the kind of technology transfers we have done, the kind of efficiencies, I am very confident that the team will be able to deliver a $200 million business in the coming times. At the same time, the EBITDA margins have been improving considerably with the kind of, you know, the resources which we have we being the shareholders in Crude Chem, we could have a lot more resources on machinery, manpower, negotiations and suppliers, negotiations. So these factors have contributed to increase of EBITDA. So going forward, I think comfortably we should be at an EBITDA of 15% more or less.
Great. Thanks for that. And what in terms of business, I was looking at customers like Halliburton, Schlumberger, Baker. You know, these are all marquee customers. So what type of services are we providing to them? Any color on, you know, some like products or services will be great.
So how it happens, I'll just give you a general overview of how the business model works. So one part of the business is to produce the specialty chemicals. The second part is to provide technical services to the end users. And the third thing is also to give the last mile deliveries. Now in North America, I mean, unlike in India, the transportations, the deliveries and the other kind of services have a great importance because that's something which the American companies are looking forward for. So it's like on-time delivery, the kind of consignment sales, the kind of technical services to explain how do we get more, better output to get the right kind of efficiency. So these are the kind of, you know, so our offerings is not only producing specialty performance chemicals, but we provide a lot of sustainable solutions and technical services. So the kind of package and the systems we set with the customers is something which is, you know, much appreciated by the customers, and that's quite evident in the traction and the way the things are going ahead.
Great, sir. And
thank you.
We were also talking about you know, doubling the capacity. So what type of at peak capacity, what will be our revenue for the US business?
So as such, already we have been increasing the capacities after from December onwards. This month also we are seeing a great increase in the capacities. A lot of machines have been ordered and we are just installing it maybe in a couple of weeks. This thing should also be increased to a great extent. I think easily we should be looking at touching a business of $200 million with the kind of new investment we are going to do in the machineries. At the same time, there has been a lot of product mix and a lot of traction in the customer's demand. And the kind of sustainable solutions which we have started providing in oil and gas is something which is also picking up dramatically. So we are totally geared about it. Earlier, our expectation to touch $200 million was something in 2030. However, I think that should not take so long now. It should be definitely before 2028. So this is the kind of action going on.
Great, sir. And what type of investment...
Sorry to interrupt in between, Amit. I would request you to please rejoin the queue again for more questions.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, on the PTC side, you know, can you just explain us what, you know, where is this whole growth linked to for us to better comprehend, you know, the scale up to $100 million and the scale up to $200 million revenue in a couple of years' time? Is it linked? So is it a fair assumption that it's actually linked to the U.S. oil and gas production and you could give some linkages there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The market in North America has been growing rapidly and also not only North America. I mean, the Suriname and Guyana, these are the new places which is coming up. Venezuela also is getting, getting into the limelight from most of the users, service providers. So around North America, there is no doubt that the oil activities are going to go up furthermore. CCT is well poised for having the best kinds of systems, the best kind of customers approach. Historically, they have been working with all the biggest users, like, say, ExxonMobil, Shell, and all the biggest market name, which must be there on the investor presentation as well. So these are the kind of companies with Crude Chem has a great history. The demand has been growing, and they have been seeing a lot of value which CCT has been providing in general in terms of last mile deliveries, technical services. We have been trying to make the processes, you know, more sustainable by reducing the time taken for the oil drilling activity. So there is a lot of combination of factors which is leading CCT to the next level. Right now, what we have been experienced in the quarter four is something which is the base what is already done. But already, as I see even now and going times, I think the order books is too strong enough even to comment right now. And but I can say on a conservative number, the quarter four was the baseline for the next step.
I am presuming that the oil production will not double in US in the defined time frame, but your revenue is expected to double. So, you know, what is it? Some contracts that you have won, some contract, yeah.
So let me tell you how it is. The market where we are catering to is about $4 billion, the products which where we are. Okay, this is the scope of the market. It's there in one of our investor presentations probably. So the North American market is growing. There is no doubt about it. I mean, this is, especially in the last 4 months, the trend has picked up and it's not going to stop. This is what was, this is the entire global conflict, according to us, is helping North America in a very long perspective. So the business is growing, the customer's demand is increasing. At the same time, we are able to get a wallet share, stronger wallet share. The companies are now looking at CCT to replace most of their suppliers because after the involvement of Finotex, there has been great capital investment going on. Things have been changing. The customer's trust has been brought back into a very strong level. So there is a lot of things which is factoring around. The business market is growing. And CCT is taking a bigger share of it. So that's something what we are looking at.
And $4 billion is a U.S. consumption of these products?
I'm sorry?
$4 billion market is the U.S. market size alone or is it the
global
market?
Yeah. It's I think 3.5 or something. But yeah, that I'm talking about the North American market only. Our focus is North America and surroundings only for the moment. However, we have also started taking care of the Middle East businesses. In fact, a couple of days back, I was there. Our team right now Aarti and the oil and gas team is also in Oman today. We have a fair in Oman, in OPES, Oman show. So we are tapping wherever the opportunities are coming in from Middle East as well.
So you need to set up a facility in future? That's how it will be in Middle East?
So right now we already have a subsidiary where we were supposed to start a plant. It's in Ras Al Khaimah in UAE. And we were supposed to start the plant there. Thereafter, we had a plan to, rather than start from organically, rather there are a lot of opportunities which are coming in, especially in these times for inorganic acquisitions for companies who are looking for growth capital and things like that. So this is something which we are discussing with such companies for how do we bring it under the Finotex umbrella. So yeah, eventually there will be something or the other which is going to shape up in the Middle East. There's no doubt about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Pritesh.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Darshil Zaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Firstly, congratulations on a great set of results, sir. Hopefully, I'm audible.
Could you be a little loud, Mr. Zaveri?
Hello. Hi. I hope this is better, sir.
Yeah, much better. Please go at least.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So, sir, just wanted to understand, like, with the 200 million, target that we have from CCT business itself, what is the revenue, guidance that we could give for FY27 and FY28?
I mean, Mr. Zaveri, there are so many things going on. I don't want to be too vague enough to be wrong, but there are so many things moving around. And I think whatever we have seen in quarter four is the base which we have set going forward. So like we also revised, we were planning $200 million business in 2030, which is now revised to 2028, because also a lot of our technology transfers have also been done from Finotex. A lot of products are going to be produced and already being produced in US where the market is. So we are going more closer to the biggest giant global Fortune 500 customers, giving them the last mile delivery, giving them the right technical services. Things are moving, and we are trying to do and achieve whatever best we can. So I would not be able to share any forward-looking statements here, but in general, this is what is the trend, and we are on the right pitch. There is a great tailwind which has come to us in the industry, and we are grabbing whatever opportunities coming to us.
Oh, okay. Fair enough, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Zaveri.
With regards to the margins, like as you said that, we are also now getting the operating leverage in. So, I think Q4 was around 14%. So, on a steady state basis, what do you expect it to be going forward? I understand, CCT will take some time and it's the lower end of the business in terms of margins. But what do you feel like a consolidated margin range can be? I don't want any exact number. A range will also be.
Yeah. So all along, Finotex has been proven for operational efficiencies in the last 15 years of being listed. Always our EBITDA margins have been minimum in any of the quarters of, let's say, 60 quarters of being listed. Finotex EBITDAs have always been minimum 18% to 28% on the general level. So this is something which we are very much, capable to bring more operational efficiencies and see wherever we can invest in the right technologies and the right kind of inventories and other things. On a blended level, we would always look at getting to an easy EBITDA of around 18 to 20%. And that's what we are heading to. I think it's not too far from now, but what's more important right now is to, derive the businesses and take the maximum businesses in control and then keep working on the operational EBITDAs and operational efficiencies. As you know, there has been a massive change in the global freight rate, logistics, everything is getting moving around here and there. So in such times, if we are able to perform like this, I'm very confident our team is going to do a great show once the situation gets much better than where it is today. So I can easily envisage that 80 to 20% blended should be easy, should be achievable by us.
Fair enough, sir. And so with regard
Thank you, Mr. Zaveri.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead. So,
Yeah, I just want to ask, like, when we are saying we want to double our capacity in CCT, what kind of CapEx are we, incurring right now, and how much of it has already been spent, sir?
So there has been a lot of CapEx being done. In fact, after the acquisition also, the Finotex has already done a CapEx of around $7 million. Finotex has extended the funds to CCT for investments further of almost seven, the line of this thing is almost $7 million. So yeah, this is going on. And as you can see, the Finotex there is no debt on books, everything. It's a cash rich company. So this is something which we are looking at, where all we can get the best return on our capital, and that's exactly what we have been doing now. Going forward, we will keep updating all the participants and investors on the exchange level about the capacities and the investments going forward.
Okay, fair. And this last question,
sorry
if I may, sir.
Sorry to interrupt in between,
yeah.
Darshil. I would request
okay.
to please rejoin the queue again.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Nalin Shah from NVS Brokerage. Please go ahead.
Sanjayji, congratulations for the entire team for the excellent performance of Q4. I have a few questions regarding
Sorry to interrupt.
Yes, Mr. Nalin Shah, please go ahead. No, please go ahead.
The line for Mr. Navil has been disconnected. We will take the next participant. We have the next question from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, so many congratulations for an extremely attractive valuation that you completed in CCT. Sir, sir, there are two questions. So firstly, the consolidated EBITDA margin is 14% for Q4. Sir, so for FY27 itself, you are expecting the EBITDA to increase to the range of 18 to 20%, or will it be a gradual increase? And if so, what is the broad EBITDA at consol level for FY27? And so secondly, we have 53% stake in CCT. So any roadmap to increase it and make it into a fully owned subsidiary, or we will stay at this level only?
So to take your first question, there has been enhancement in the EBITDAs. There has been enhancement in the businesses also. You will see that eventually, even if from this quarter, you will see. Like I said, in a way that what you saw in quarter four was a base. Things are getting much better than where it is now, where it was before. There is no doubt that eventually we'll be targeting and touching the blended EBITDA, what I mentioned to you, one of the participants just now. And so, yeah, that's the outlook where we are confident enough to develop. Coming to your different question about the stake. So, yes, we have already signed with the founders that 25% of further 25% has to be sold by them to Finotex in January 28th. So that's also going to be, it's a part of the agreement. So that's about it. So that is going to add us to almost 79% or 80%.
Great, sir. And sir, my final question, that the remaining business, non-CCT business, so it seems that we have been flattish for the past 3 years. So now in FY27, you think we can break out from the range that we have been stuck for the past 2-3 years?
Well, I mean, I would like to mention to you, the volumes have already been picked up, number one. Number two, even if you talk about textile specialty, so our team has been done a commendable job by now. We have already gone up by almost 8% if you compare quarter four by quarter four year-on-year basis. So this is something which is, as you know, the last year, financial year 26, was the, almost one of the worst year of the decade for the textile company because of the sanctions and the kind of geopolitical situations from the US, and a lot of things were moving around. And so going forward, there is no doubt that, and also, we are already experiencing it from April itself. There has been quite a good movement in the textile demand, and also the textile companies are doing much better than what they were doing before, because now India has three big treaties, which is very important for the textile companies to export, which is UK is zero tax, EU and USA is back. So all the three things which has come to India, at the same time, the fuel cost here is not gone to a different level compared to Pakistan and Bangladesh. So I think the, you know, the industry and the government is doing a commendable job to protect the textile industry. I see a great growth in textile businesses in comparison to the last year, and that also translates that our businesses is going to go up. And not only because of that reason, but also because of the reason that we have been able to get more, you know, attention from the customers, more wallet shares from the existing businesses. So yes, that's the way it has been shaping up. So we are very confident this is also the color year also getting, going to get more improved.
Great, sir. Thank you very much. And I'll join the question queue.
Yeah.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bank Security Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations, sir, for the good numbers. My question relate to, is it possible for you to share the numbers of the group chem for fourth quarter?
So I'll be sharing those details with you. It's I'll give you the details. It's more or less 170 crores or something like this on the, or 160, 165 crores. So that can be shared. But as such, we are not, I cannot give most of the details right now. We can always connect about it and give you more information with our investor relation company, or you can contact our team members also for that.
Second question, sir, related to working capital for crude chem. So if you can talk about that, how's the working capital cycle for them, means inventory days or debtors days for them?
So actually, you know, the times are such now that there is a shortage of raw materials. Sometimes the inventory, the logistics are all haywire. There's a lot of planning being done. Logistics is globally is not in the right shape. So now the way to do it would be is not to look at too much of a working capital, because it's going to get better in future. But right now the number, the working cycle is almost 80, 85 days. And that's what it is going on right now, to answer that question.
Okay, and plan for
Sorry
the investment?
In between Mr. Sunil, I would request you to please rejoin the queue again for more questions.
Okay, great, great, thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Karan Kamdar from Choice Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, hopefully I'm audible. Congratulations, sir, on a great set of numbers and a great acquisition at cheap valuation. Sir, if you could throw some color on working capital again, on the last 2 years, it's been on an increasing track. So where do you expect this number to sort of stabilize? And our OCF was also sort of negative for this full year. So is this something to do with the acquisition, or how would it work out for the next year?
Perfect. So let me tell you, the working capital right now is almost 79 days, which is at par with the industry requirements. There is no doubt about it. Number two, right now, as you can also understand, the kind of uncertainty in the availability of raw materials and other, you know, other logistics and the kind of delays which is happening globally, it's very important to keep inventory, higher inventories in control because of such kinds of, we are committed with our customers and then we need the stock in place. So right now, inventory is not the challenge. It's not the focus also. Working cycle, anything below 90 days is one of the best ways to work around. Also keep in mind, we have a great negotiation going on. That's also reflected in the EBITDAs. So having working cycle little longer doesn't lead to any kind of a kind of a discomfort on that line, because overall, what is important for us is customers trust the stock availability. So it's the strategy which is working very well for us. And so working capital right now is around 79 days, but even if it's up to 90 days, it's not a big problem for us. So that's number one. And regarding your question, as you have rightly spotted out regarding the investment, yes, as the company had acquired, there has been, as per the accounting policy, we have to deduct the investments of our acquisitions in the operations from cash flow, which is a one-time thing, and that's already been reflected. Going forward, you will not, you will have, you know, that entry will not be there. So obviously, you will see the positive cash flows from operations. Actually, till now also, it's positive only. However, from the accounting point of view, because the acquisition money has to be deducted from the operations from cash flow, so that's why you can see that kind of that kind of a number.
Got it, sir. Sir, on the CCD side, if you could throw some color on what sort of products are we looking to sell, and is it service based or is it more product based? That will be my last question, sir. Thank you.
So anything what we do in Finotex and CCT is a combination of three things: manufacturing specialty performance chemicals. That's number one. Providing sustainable solutions by reducing the water content and the time for the processing. That's number two. And number three is providing technical services and the last mile delivery. Now, last mile delivery is very, very important in this business, or at least in the North American side, because service is something which is very, very important for Americans and the kind of customers. I mean, they are global giants. Everything what they look forward from the vendors is that how much is the, what kind of support is there, what kind of, confirmation on the stocks and inventories and everything and deliveries. So that's also one part of it. So this is something which CCT has been doing. And so there has been a lot of modifications in the decisions making in CCT after our involvement. And like there has been dramatic increase in the R&D expenditures, R&D marketing team members have increased, a lot of machinery and production activities have been shaping up. So all in all, we have been able to lead this company in a very different, into a different level already. And I think that's helping a lot. And we can see what's the kind of positiveness in the customers and the delight which has come to CCT now.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you so much, Mr. Karan.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Vinay Nadkami from Hathway Investments Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. And JG, brilliant set of numbers. Nice to see growth coming back after 2 years of little hardships. I can touch base with your team later for the financials. I just wanted a couple of things. In CCT, do we follow the same logic that you used to follow in FCL, which is tailor-make products for the customers, or so that there is more customer stickiness going forward?
Absolutely. That's befitting our model itself. So it's exactly the same thing. Everything is tailor-made. Everything is designed as per the customer. In fact, to be more precise, like in India, we don't have too much of weather fluctuations, whereas in US, we have to, tweak the products accordingly to have working it in minus 20 degrees with snowfall. At the same time, sometimes it is 40 degrees or 45 degrees centigrade also. So, in fact, the challenge there is more. There is more customization required there, which we have been proving ourselves very well.
But was that being done by CrudeChem even earlier, or was it added after you joined them?
No, it is already there. I mean, so basically, let me tell you what. So basically, why this? So we have actually invested for growth capital. Let's put it like that. So our involvement was for growth capital. There were lot of advantages which CCT saw in Finotex, the technologies, the kind of way the Finotex has been evolving from in the last 15 years, and especially in the last 6 years, what Finotex has been, the way the operational efficiencies has been picking up. So broadly, CCT could see that, and that's why we were there for joining hands and taking it to the next level. But CCT had these kinds of strategies in place, and but there was something which was required together, and this is something which we have achieved now, and things are looking much more positive going forward.
Great. I think it's a great acquisition. Just one last question for you. When you said 18 to 20 EBITDA, blended EBITDA going forward, would that be in F27 or would you look at that as F28?
We are trying our best to make it as soon as as quickly as possible, but I think this can be reflecting in this financial year, so I won't be surprised rather on that.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. All the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Vinay.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Nandan Shah from NBS Brokerage. Please go ahead.
Sanjay ji, first of all, my heartiest congratulations for achieving such brilliant performance in the light, in the midst of, you know, such uncertain, you know, world order. It is an excellent performance. Some of the questions which comes to my mind is that looking to the future, one, that what is the kind of a, you know, I mean, top line which you would like to sort of project in next 3 years, because after this acquisition it appears that, you know, it has become a game changer for the company. So what is the kind of top line you are expecting from here? And as you rightly said that Q4 is establishing, you know, the benchmark for the future. So in the light of that, I would say broadly we come to the number that your top line could be in the vicinity of about 1,250 crores and bottom line could be say something like 175-185 crores. So this is my second question. And my third question is, are we going to have any more consideration for acquisitions, or we are going to first, I mean, take the full advantage of the, you know, this acquisition which we already made and then only consider the next acquisition, if at all?
Thank you so much, Mr. Nalin Shah. So, okay, so taking up your first question, what I mentioned was the quarter four numbers are the base numbers. It's not right. Reflecting that this is all about it, and this is just a base which has been set. The right. Way the things are going on, even in the current scenario, the kind of demand coming from the customers, I am very sure that there is a lot of things which are going to happen even in this year.
Excellent.
Going forward, I think with Finotech's organic growth, the kind of last year we had a new plant investment in India, which is in Amarnath, plus we have the, you know, the CCT now with us. I don't feel a challenge that it can, you know, go another 3-4 times in the next 4 years or something like that. So this is something which is within the range, and I think we will be looking at it. And also keeping in mind that EBITDAs are going to be much better than where it is step by step. So eventually, gradually, things will get much better on that number things. Again, coming to a good touch which you mentioned about further plan with the inorganic acquisitions. So as you can see, Finotech is very disciplined in deployment of cash. And in the last 15 years, this is the second acquisition. The first one was done when the IPO came in 2011. That was Biotech, which is a European producing specialty chemical company in Malaysia, which was where Finotech acquired 72% in 2011 after the IPO. So this was the second one. So anything which comes and it's Finotech, you know, we have a very good, we look at synergies, number one, either in terms of the markets or either in terms of the chemistries, if it's fitting our, you know, the chemistries which we are doing, like polymerization, esterification, sulfonation, phosphonation, or anything, something like that. We are always looking at those angles. There is a lot of excitement coming in the semiconductors businesses, database, water treatment chemicals in US. This is something which is already on the cards. Right. We have some more professionals. In fact, Mr. Yusuf has also been introduced. He is the M&A head, business head, and also taking care of the investor relationships. So there is a lot of action going on for tie-up, joint ventures, and any kind of stake sales which is happening around. So if I can give you something, our focus area will more be more on US and maybe Middle East also on that line. But okay. US is something which is definitely, I mean, you know, one cannot go wrong in US. That's the way it is, because the demands are unimaginable. So right. In fact, to touch something more, I spend most of my, let's say, almost every month, at least for 10 days or 15 days, I'm more or less in US. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of action going on. There is a lot of new manpower and on the business front being, you know, added on the team members, onboarding, a lot of actions are going on that line. So right now we are looking at certain more opportunities, and so there's a good cash, you know, a cash on bank in Finotech is more than 300 crores even as we speak. Excellent. After doing the acquisition and, you know, things like this. So, and also after doing the the kind of investment we have done in the inventories and the business scale up and the machines and other things. So this is where we are today. I think any great opportunity similar to CCT is always welcomed. We are looking at certain things. As and when we proceed ahead, we will always be, as usual, updating all the investors and participants via the stock exchange medium. And So it's in the mind. So this is, so our focus is how do we organically grow finotechs, biotechs, CCP, and also look at any inorganic opportunities whichever comes on the way.
Excellent, so, sir. Congratulations once again. And my last question, can we just take it as
yes,
you said, you
no, go ahead, go ahead.
Four times. You said
yeah,
that
yeah.
It could be 3 to 4 times from the present. So can
yeah.
we assume, I mean, very, very reasonably speaking, that in 3 to 4 years' time, we could be a 3,000 crore top-line company from here?
Oh, yes, yeah, that if the way the things are going on, I would not be at all surprised if
yes.
if we don't, I mean, touching that numbers, will, I mean, I would be rather surprised if we don't touch it. So,
oh,
that's
excellent,
what
excellent, sir.
Yeah.
Once again, congratulations, fantastic, and best wishes to the entire team. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shah.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Anupam Agarwal from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you so for taking my question and good morning. And congratulations the entire team for the great set of numbers. My first question, sir, would be at group level on the raw material side, what kind of raw material supply chain tightness are you looking at? That is one. And secondly, also what level of and what percentage of your contracts are spot and what are contracted for basically and what timelines are those contracts for?
So by and large in the businesses of Finotex or CCT, it's not based on contracts. It's not government orders where you have to follow the kind of, you know, the volume commitments or the pricings and again there's a tender. There's nothing as such, okay. So it's more driven in the similar lines like the way Finotex has been doing. We keep inventory in hand for a month or two. As soon as there is an increase in the prices, we start talking to our customers to pass on the increase. This is something which we have been doing in CCT also and in Finotex also. That's going very well. The only thing is that, yes, as we all experience some kind of logistic issues globally, and the freight issue, you know, the freight cost and the container shortages already which has been happening in almost all the sectors. So this is something which we have navigated. I think the worst is behind us. I think the last quarter and also the April month was something which was a bit of a challenge to realign, readjust our inventory levels, readjust our pricing. So there was a lot of effort, a lot of time taken, and the team has done a very great job and to win the trust of the customers as well as pass on the cost to the consumers. So this is what has been done and making sure the margins are maintained. So that is something what we always love to do.
So on a basket level, how much raw material price increase have you seen in the fourth quarter and let's say even in April, and how much have you been able to pass on?
So, I mean, it's a very generalized question, actually. It's very difficult to answer you numerically. There is a lot of things which moves on. And sometimes what happens if, I mean, from a chemistry point of view, I mean, how do I put it? Like if I can give you an analogy, like, you know, if the price of wheat is going up, then we can use maida for the food. So the consumers readjust it as per the chemistry availability, because these are performance chemicals. Let me tell you, our cost or our ingredients of the chemicals is not the whole perspective of the consumers. What is important is either are we able to give the right performance? Is it giving them the right value and solution? That's all it counts. And so the customers are also very much willing in such times. They also understand that things are changing. They also need to run their show. And they know that Finotex, CCT and Biotex are the companies which can be relied upon. And it's already the brand which is shaping up in a very stronger way. And I think so we are making sure that the customers are delighted to work more with us. They are also absorbing the increase. We keep passing on the increase. And by large, our team has done a very good job. That's what I can say.
Understood. Last question. What has been the plant level utilization at Ambernath and at CCT?
So, I mean, it's a very too deep a question. But generally, I can tell you that we had a good volume increase also due to the CCT addition. So overall, we are at 60%, 62% broadly at the moment on the quarter four numbers. And that's also getting in the quarter one, I can see again there that has been going up. So yes, that is something which is growing. And even in the Amarnath one, things are getting better than where it is before, because textile has also picked up, the volume has gone up, and the volume of textiles has also gone up by, I was just checking the details, I think it's around 10% or something like that has gone up in the volume, in the volume basis. So yeah, that's something which is helping us to go ahead.
Perfect. Thank you so much for answering my questions, and wish you all the best for the upcoming quarters. Thank you.
So just to complete that part, I just got the numbers in front of me. So it's 15% volume has gone up in textile, just to answer that, complete that question over there. Okay?
Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Rohit Chedi from Progressive Shares. Please go ahead.
Hi team, many congrats to Aarti for receiving this invitation from the Honorable President of India.
Thank you very much, Mr. Roy.
Yes, Sanjay, I've got a few questions. First one, is there any sort of seasonality that we see in the group chem business?
Oh, not at all, actually. This is something which, you know, there is no seasonality in this business. It's like drilling and completion, production keeps going on and on. US is the best place to be for those segments. I mean, there is no seasonality on this business.
Mm-hmm. So on a steady state, then crude can give us somewhere around 600, 650 crore kind of a top line, right?
Oh, yeah, easily. There's no doubt about it.
Okay. Can you take us through this development or maybe this expansion that you're looking at, Midlands?
Oh, I mean, yeah, so basically we are adding more capacities there. There has been addition in the R&D team members. Many PhDs have joined recently. So a lot of resources, machines, manpower, everything has been increasing. And to maintain these kinds of growth rates and readjust the resources, we need those kind of investments, and that's shaping up very well.
Any number you'd like to put that after 2 years or so, what sort of revenue can come from this?
Mr. Roy, things are getting so quickly changing, growing positively. If whatever I tell you today, I don't know, I can hold it to after 1 month or not. But so, you know, what we are trying to do right now, not to look 2 years, 3 years, because every quarter, every half year, we feel that, oh, this is something new which has happened. So, So we are trying to look at the initial steps, and rather than only look at the in the after 2 years or 3 years, because right now also there has been a big traction in the customers' demand. We are trying our best to capture as much as, you know, opportunities we can right now, which will require more expansion. So expansion is ongoing. So we cannot plan now for 2 years, because already whatever we are planning now is for the current quarters and the next quarters. That's it. So that's the kind of traction which is we are seeing.
Are there any sort of chemistries which are difficult for the competitors or somebody to come up, or any technical barriers which are there which is protecting the business right now for us from CCT?
I mean, it's there are a lot many factors. It's not only production, it's technical services, it's the last mile deliveries, it's the kind of customer profile we have. These are the companies where it takes 2 years also to introduce and to get the right people in the company. So, so having these kinds of volumes with this company itself means a lot. And, the companies, rather, even if I talk to you, even if you talk about the wallet share, I would like to make this statement here. The wallet share increase with the kind of customers we have right now, forget about adding more customers, can easily go to 5x. So rather, even if you don't get any new customers, I'm just saying hypothetically, with the same customers, we have a potential of going 5x, because they are giant companies. I mean, they are all like 50 billion, 30 billion, like Shell and, Shell and Exxon, if I'm not wrong, they're like 500 billion, half a trillion dollar companies or something like this. So I'm just trying to say the potential there is enormous, and they need companies like us, they need companies like us to serve them. It's not only producing the last mile deliveries, it's about giving the technical services. There is a lot of things involved. It's not just it's on the China kind of businesses where we are, you know, it's more customization, tailor-made solutions. Also there's a lot of, like I said, the weather is also very important in North America. It's not the, you know, everyone can digest that. Just to tell you, just an example, it had a snowfall in last January, and the snowfall was predicted 5 days, 6 days, 7 days before. All the oil companies had to shut down even the pipelines, because if there is a snowfall, all the pipelines will also get choked. So there is a lot of things where, you know, weather is also playing. So it's not that the Chinese can come down there or Indians can come down there and capture the market. This doesn't work like that. So this is just to give you an example about it. And
My last question, we see there's a small shift that is happening in the business mix, but currently, if you can tell us that what is the business mix for maybe textile oil field, and maybe after 2 years or 3 years, do you think that it would be that the oil fields will take over the textile business?
So let me tell you something. From the value revenue point of view, textiles has picked up even in the last quarter. Okay. However, the percentage on composition of textiles contribution to total revenue has gone down to 36% or 35%. This is not because textile, like I said, textile has still grown up, but the other industries for us has grown much higher. So that's something which has, so wherever we are today is growing. There is no doubt about it. However, with the addition of CCT and furthermore technology transfer, some of the technologies we transferred to CCT as well to produce and service the customers there. And that has also helped us to have more businesses in our, in the newly acquired US company groups. So that's the point. So this is something which is going on. And at the moment, almost oil is 60%. Oil specialty chemicals is contributing to almost 55 to 60% in terms of value and revenue for the quarter four.
Okay, Sanjay, thank you for answering my question. All the very best.
Thank you, Mr. Roy.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question. I now hand the conference back to the management for the closing comments.
So thank you, everyone. Thank you, participants, for joining in. I would like to thank all of you. And if there is anything you want, some further insight or information, our team will be very much delighted to reply to you as soon as possible. You can contact our investor relation team. The email IDs are with you, or you can contact Mr. Yusuf Contractor, or you can contact the AdFactors team. And we will try our best to explain you the developments. And going forward, you can expect a more stronger days going forward. Thank you very much. Have a good week ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of Finotex Chemicals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.